Started. Okay. So okay, let's take up Tosfos now. Okay, I think Tosfos is a lot easier. Okay. Okay. So what does Tosfos say? So remember, Tosfos's challenge to Rashi, right, is to say that when it comes to when we say Eiv Shalat Sam Sem Bidei Shemayim, when the Chachamim say we cannot say things happen in a simultaneous way, what does that mean? He says Kegon Leda Dahacha Shein Pinai Levarer Uladaktek Eze Yatzatchila. So what's the problem? We just lack the means of ever actually ascertaining which one came out first. Right? Meaning, how does it appear to us? It appears to us as what? It appears simultaneous. But we are unable to ever actually ascertain if that's true. Okay? So what's Tosfos' position? How does Tosfos on the Machlokas in the Mishnah between, or the Gemara, between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim? Remember, he's changing it. He's changing from Rashi. He's not getting into, I won't give any more away. But what's Tosfos' position? What does Tosfos say here? What's his Sfara between the machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Yossi? What would you say? Now, doesn't Tosfos seem to be pointing us, there's a much simpler way of learning, simpler, not better, but simpler way of looking at it, which is that, let's not get into what happens, this grand idea of the halachas is a natural world. Forget that. It's much simpler, which is that, ultimately, what it comes down to is that, do we go based on objective reality, meaning things can happen simultaneously, right? And then it's a question of, can we know or not know? I mean, it's a human limitation, our ability to understand it. Or do we do the best we can? Do we say, listen, we even though we know in truth that it's not simultaneous, whatever appears to us becomes the best reality we can go. We can only go so far. Okay, there's so far human beings can go. So the question is, do we look at it as a limitation and say we can't access it, or we say no, there's a certain point where we have to trust our perception. And even if our perception, again, noting the Kant there, even if our perception of reality doesn't actually jive with scientific reality, so be it. We've done the best we can. Now that, by the way, is very similar to the idea of ain't in the Torah l'malchei sharis, right? What's that idea? For instance, when it comes to looking for bugs on fruit, okay, do I have to take out a microscope? Of course not, right? Now, you could argue they're not halachic bugs. You could argue there are bugs on there, right? There's always bugs on something. No, but at the end of the day, ain't in the Torah l'malchei sharis, it's made for humans. So human beings can only go so far. So Yossi Glili is a much more, I'd say, human idea of how to look at this thing. Yeah. That the halachic system is for man, according to Rav Yossi Glili. So therefore,
the other side would say that there is a halachic reality and you can't perceive it, and so therefore.
Well, no, I won't say halachic reality. They're saying there's an objective reality that needs to translate into the halachic system, but you can't perceive it. So what do you do? You say, since I can't perceive it, I cannot perceive. It's impossible for me to say that the two things actually came out. At the same time, right? That's something that we just can't know, right? Or there's no way for us to interact with that. So therefore, we can never say, we can never produce two halachic halashems as a result. So watch this. So we know, okay, so what do we have to know for now? Let's stick with Rashi's way of learning to make it easier. But remember, the Chachamim would say that you cannot measure things being simultaneous in the natural world, so to speak. Meaning an event takes place, and now we cannot interpret things being simultaneous, i.e. the animal giving birth. But what about Bidei Adam? What about Bidei Adam, which I was being very cryptic about for a reason. Bidei Adam meaning things that we measure, right? We produce the measurement. Now, watch this case. This is a great case. I mean, if you like logic issues, this is a perfect case. Yeah. Klar. Tashma, turn the page over. Chut Shel Sikra. The back of the first page from yesterday. Chut Shel Sikra.
Okay, Chut Shel Sikra. Ogro Be'emsa Le'havdil Bein Damim Ha'elyonim Be'in Damim Hatak
Kohen. Okay, stop. So what's the case? Okay, so as I'm sure you guys know, right, that let's say you're looking at the side of the Mizbeach. Just make it simple. I'm going to tell you in a second, okay? The side of the Mizbeach, okay? So now the Kohen, in certain instances, would have to, let's say, sprinkle blood, right, on different locales of the Mizbeach. So let's say certain blood would have to be on the upper, I'm going to say this carefully, half or portion of the Mizbeach, and other blood would be on the lower portion of the Mizbeach, okay? Elyonim, Tachnonim. So, what would they use they have to use something to let the Kohen know, I'm trying not to give anything away, to let the Kohen know where the Elyon area is and where the Tachnon area is. So what would you do? you'd eyeball it, right? You go, you look at the mizbeach carefully, and take out your tape measure, and then put a string, right at the, what you would consider to be the middle point between the upper and the lower, okay? Does everyone understand that? So again, you would take a nice red string, I didn't know it was red, a nice string, you'd put it right there, right at the halfway point, the north-south halfway point, right between the north and south. And now, when the Kohen looks at it, what would he say? There's the Elyon and there's the Tachdon. So look at Rashi Chogro, the Mizbeach, Be'emsa. Gavohu, right? I mean, so you'll know the upper from the lower. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'yamris. What does Sigra mean? It's like a type of string. Yeah, I think it was a red string. Sure. But one second. But if you hold, if the Chachamim hold that even when it comes to a measurement by man, right, that it's impossible to, now, let's be careful here. It's impossible to be simultaneous, but it doesn't mean simultaneous here, like we said before. We're going to retranslate this to be more precise, meaning it's impossible to truly be precise about that, right? Meaning it is impossible when you put that string up between the upper and lower, what's impossible? To actually be at the
middle.
The middle. It's impossible. It's impossible to be at the middle. And one second. And therefore, if it's impossible to be at the middle, right, Zimnin, this is going to upset Gano. And you know what the problem's going to end up being? Is that if you don't follow Gano's advice, right, and you sprinkle the blood near the thread, it's possible that what you think is Elyon is actually Tachton, or what you intend it to be Tachton is actually Elyon. Because when you get near that thread, you're entering into what kind of zone?
The gray
zone, right? In other words, I would say it's careful. Meaning that if you're telling me, just to be clear, we're going to do Rashi and answer questions, but just to be clear, what the Gemara is saying is that if you're telling me according to the Chachamim, Eif Shalat Samsem, right, that you cannot be precise about this, then the chut doesn't help at all. Because what's it doing? It's dividing up the upper from the lower. But not, it's not really doing that, because what could happen? What could happen is, if you sprinkle blood close to the string, are you actually in the upper or lower area? Well, do you know for certain you're in the upper area? No. Because in that area, right around the string itself, it's kind of, not quite sure. Is the string really in the upper? Is it really in the lower? We don't know. Look at Rashi. Kav damim el yonim. Haru'uyim lehinas en amala. Me'em sasisa. Right? So it's supposed to be on the top from the middle, meaning halfway and up is the elyon. Vika. The Shema. Yafeh. Because what's possible? What's possible is that when let's say Yehonatan was assigned to put the chut right in the middle, you thought it was the middle, but it turns out you were off by an inch, right? And by being off by an inch, what's going to happen? There's going to be a mistake. He's going to think he's in the Elyon area when really he's in the Tachton, or vice versa. Okay? Harbe. He's way off. Could be that Yonatan, again, eyeballing it, even using a tape measure, when we say off, let's not get into what that actually means. But the point is, you're off. You're not precise. Okay? And now he's putting the blood in the wrong location. It's the wrong location. It's supposed to be Elyon and Tachton. Okay, so what's the answer? And then we'll define this. The answer is Demervach. Okay, so this is an unbelievable answer. It's an incredible answer. Okay, I happen to love this answer. Look at Rashi. Okay, Le'olam. So the Gemara, now listen to this question, listen to the answer very carefully. The Gemara is not saying you can be mitzamzem. The Gemara is saying you're right. You cannot be precise. This is a very different type of answer in the Gemara. The Gemara is not challenging the Havamina's essence. It's saying, we agree with you. You cannot be precise. In other words, in the Gemara's Havamina was, you can't be precise. When you put that string in the middle, it's impossible to know ultimately if that's really the middle. That's a Havamina. So the Gemara, the Maskana is saying, you're right, you can't. So then what's this case here? So go on. How do you now prevent the problem of Elyon Tachton mess ups? So the answer is, Rashi says, V'hacha. So someone tell me what his answer is. What the Gemara is saying, I acknowledge that you cannot be precise. You need to put something on the Mizbeach to separate the upper from the lower. But do you acknowledge that there's no way it's going to be precise? So how do you solve that problem?
Definitely cover it. If it's a six string.
There you go. So, okay, so let's use some numbers, okay? Our Mizbeach is, let's say, 50 feet in height, okay? What do? You make a 10-foot tall, okay, being hyperbolic, 10-foot tall string. Why? You smack that in what you think is the middle. Now, why is that going to help you? What?
As long as it's above the thing or below the thing, you know that you pass the middle at some point.
Wait, okay, so let's be... Okay, good. Let's just play it out. Okay, so now I have, whatever, 15 feet here. I don't know if I'm adding properly. Whatever. I have a bunch of feet here, a bunch of feet here, and I have this huge string in the middle. Okay? Now, if I hit the blood on the way top, it's definitely Elyon. Now, let's say I got it right at the top of the of this very thick, meaning tall, chut. Would I still be in the Elyon? Okay, now let me ask you a question. Does that mean, just carefully now, does that mean the Elyon still exists underneath the chut?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still there. Okay, and then at some point, it switches over to be tachdon, and then it's still tachdon underneath the chut, and then if I sprinkle blood right next to the bottom part of the chut, I'm definitely in tachdon. So just to be sure, this is not a trick, I promise you. Just to be clear, you guys are saying that, how does making a thicker chut solve the problem?
It's a
getter, right. It means that, you're right, we don't know that, we don't know where the middle is. But if you make it large enough, what's going to happen is, we'll prevent any mess up. I like what you're saying. The problem is, it's just too reasonable. Because if that's true, then what was the Gemara's Havamina? See, what you're saying, see, this is what makes this a very challenging Gemara. The Gemara is saying, normally what would this Gemara be doing would be like, okay, Eshar Letzam saying, no, Eshar Letzam saying. It's not saying that. It's saying, Eshar Letzam saying, but if all along we know you can't be precise, so why did the Gemara want us to even think to begin with this idea of the string being very narrow? Okay? We have to defend the Havamina, because what you're saying makes the Havamina look stupid. And we need to demonstrate that there's some rationale the Havamina is trying to, being that you could put a very tiny string to separate upper from lower. Yeah.
Okay.
The Gemara's question is, why bother putting a string on? Eif Charlotte's not saying, you're never going to be precise about where it is. If anything, there's no difference if there were a string on there or off there. You know why? Because at the end of the day, if I'm anywhere in that middle zone, whatever that means, right, that middle area, I'm going to mess up. So who cares if there's a string there? Because I'll never know if I'm in the middle. Be clear. If you hold the assumption is Eif Shalat Samson, okay, that means is there any way for you to ever actually know where the top ends and the bottom begins? If you hold Eif Shalat Samson, the answer is no. Even if I put a string on there, I can't know. I can never know where the top ends and the bottom begins. It's impossible. Eif Shalat Samson.
I can create two areas.
Be clear. The Gemara is saying if you tell me I just put a regular string on. That doesn't help at all. That doesn't help. So the Maskana is saying, you're right. We can never know where the top ends and the bottom begins. We agree. We wave the white flag. We can never know. So you know what we'll do? To solve the problem, right, this problem, Eif Shalat Samson, saying, make it a very tall string, right? Make the vertical height, whatever, 10 feet. This way, we sweep the problem underneath the chut, so to speak. Because we can't know. We don't know. We'll never know. There's no middle to speak of. We can never know where the top ends and the bottom begins. That's something we can't measure. Oh, it prevents the problem emerging. Because now it's like Gano's solution. It's like, well, now if the string is 10 feet high, so whatever the Kohen does, as long as the Kohen's blood is on top of the string, what can we know for sure? Well, we know that, let's pretend for a second there is what we think is the middle, okay? We don't really know what that is. It's got a little bit of A and a little bit of B in it, right? But we know as we go north, at a certain point, it's definitely A.
So middle does exist.
I didn't say that. All I'm saying is as we go further north, there's A, right? Now, certainly by the time we get to the top of the string, we're in definite A zone. Okay? Again, let's be hyperbolic. Let's say the Mizbeach is 50 feet high. Okay? And let's say the string, right, is 40 feet in height. Okay? I know for sure that if I go on the top, right, that the top 5 feet are Elyon and the bottom 5 feet are Tachdon. That I can say with definite accuracy. There's not even a question about that. But as I go further underneath the chut, towards the middle, at some point, we don't know where, that's why it's Eif Shalat Samson. At some point, I can no longer say for sure whether I'm in Elyon or Tachta.
Oh, no,
that's the problem. So making it a very thick string buries the problem. It's a wonderful solution. But it doesn't explain the concept behind it, but it's a nice solution for the problem. But it's not, the key is it's not answering Eif Shalat Samson. It's saying, you're right, Eif Shalat Samson.
How was I answering Eif Shalat?
You keep using the word emsa, all right? Yeah. So I'm going to push back just a little bit, all right? what does EMSA encompass? What does it include?
The separate or the midpoint between two things.
So again, if I'm standing in on the thread, according to you, where am I?
You're in the middle.
Are you both or none?
Are you suggesting you're saying you created a new zone, right? That's your try. Is that true? See, if you want to really say there's a middle, then there's no Elyon or Tachton there. That doesn't make any sense.
Is it midpoint? If you can't say that there's a tiny bit of no man's land, or it has to have.
Either I'm in Elyon or I'm in Tachton. There is no middle. There's no middle. Sean, yes.
You see this is the top part and that's the bottom part, but they're not.
You wouldn't mean, of course you would. You would say, I would draw a line right where I think the middle is and say whatever's above, it's a north. No, what's the problem? The problem is that it is a similar problem as the case of the two animals coming out. Because in order for the Hadmon to work, you have to create an intolerable halachic situation. What's the intolerable halachic situation here? Remember, we're going with Eif Shalat Samson. What's intolerable? What are we trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve, right, a clear demarcation of an Elyon and Tachton. We want there to be a zone called Elyon and a zone called Tachton. That's our objective. What? Yes. At first, okay, not to be equal, but we have to know what's that? What is that middle area? What's that? What's the problem there? If Eif Shalat Samson, what is it? How would you call it? You keep calling it the middle. That's the mistake you're making. It's indeterminate. You have this convergence of elements of Elyon and Tachton in that middle area because you don't know. You don't know. As you get further south, so to speak, on that thing, you're going to hit some point. Right, it's not a midpoint. Because that's Eshel that Sam's saying. Eshel that Sam's saying is you're going to hit a point where, oh my God, I'm in some sort of indeterminate area. But halacha can't tolerate that. Remember we said before by Rove. Similar idea. Halacha can't tolerate an indeterminate state. You can't have a situation where we're supposed to have an Elyon and Tachton, and then built into the Elyon and Tachton is an area that's what? Well, I wouldn't say neither, just indeterminate. It's like, but even when you say both, it's like, what is it? It's like this, it's nothingness. That can't be, because we need a clear Elyon and a clear Tachton. Now, what are you going to tell me? 24 and a half feet down, I'm leaving Elyon to what? That's not what's happening. I'm kind of an Elyon, but a little bit of Tachton. You can't have Elyon and Tachton together. It's the only Elyon and Tachton. Can't have that. It's indeterminate. Yes. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, you're right. We're done. We can't solve it. So what do we do instead? We can't. You're right. The Gemara is acknowledging. The Gemara is acknowledging that there is no way for a person to ever be able to create a true Elyon and Tachton. It's impossible. So all we could do is, you're right, we can't fix the problem because Eif Shalat Samson. So what do we do? What's the solution? So what? We'll still preserve the distinct zones, but then you could say what you were saying before. Not that the chut is the middle, right? But rather, it becomes its own zone. In other words, it's the zone of psul. You understand? In other words, what you could do is you could... No. Listen. What the chut does... No, it's not true, because in the chut itself, let's say it's 10 feet high. The top 4 feet, I can say for sure, Aliyam. No. Right. So what it's saying is, it's taking the... It's burying the indeterminacy. It's saying, make this string really high. And what are we doing as a result? We're going to say that now the string becomes the off-bounds area. This is the puzzle area. The string is puzzle, right? Basically, yeah, but by making it longer, but you're swallowing up some Elyon and Tachton. You are. But in doing so, you're saying this whole area now becomes one big area of off-limits, okay? That's the only solution the Gemara can come up with if you hold the Eif Shalat Samson. Okay? Now hold on. That's why the next question in the Gemara is such a brilliant question. Just do one more thing. Look at the new sheet. Okay? I want to get you guys set up with this. Look at this next question now. It's brilliant. The Gemara's question now is Tashma. Mimidas Kalim. One second. So what's the question? You're telling me that you cannot be precise. How could God ever tell us to build a menorah? The menorah has to be how tall? Make up a number. 50 feet. You cannot ever hit 50 feet. You understand? It's an impossibility. Now, to be clear, when I say you can't hit 50 feet, you got to understand what I mean by that. I don't mean that when you measure it out, your ruler says 50. But what does that mean? Is that actually 50? It could be what? It could be 50.1.
Or your ruler could be...
Exactly. So how could that be? How can we ever build a kli? I mean, it's such a great question. If you're going to really tell me, that's why I'm saying this approach seems to flow perfectly. If you're really going to tell me, you really want me to believe that you cannot be precise. Chachamim, you can't be precise. Because look what happened by the Mizbeach. With the lack of ability, the lack of being able to create a real Elyon and Tachton produced this mess of creating a third zone, right? Look what you have to do with the Yev Shalat Sansin. We're stuck. If that's true, you can never build a kli. You can never build a kli, because what's going to happen is God said, make it 49 feet high. Your kli is not going to be 49 feet high. It won't be. It'll be off by something. It will be by definition imprecise. How could that be? Just to be fair, this is a question you have to answer also. Why does the Gemara choose to answer? Why does the Gemara choose to ask this question? Me, that's Kalim. Because in truth, where else does this apply to? Every single area of halacha. Just no, guys. Just think about that for a second. I mean, it's not an essential question. It's a secondary question, but it is a question you're going to have to answer. What is it about? Why pick this case? Because guess what? This problem of midah doesn't just exist in Kalim. The halacha is your sukkah cannot be tall in 20 amos, right? Well, how would I ever know? How would I ever know? Right? Think about every situation that requires midah, you would never know. So it's interesting the Gemara chooses midas kelim. This question applies, that's why it's also universal here, to every situation of midah. Anytime you have to measure, we're not going to get to Egla Rufa soon. Anytime you have to measure, you cannot measure in halacha. Right? Binish Mashos. That's a Durabanam, whatever. I'm just saying you can never do such a thing. And by the way, no, and that's not fair because Seis is like, Seis would be seeing stars. I can see stars.
No, we don't know exactly.
Anytime you require a measuring in halacha would be an impossibility. Kazayas, but you can always eat more than that. But I'm saying, if halacha requires me to measure something out, how could I ever do that? It's impossible. It's impossible. I would never be precise. So this question is, you're about to undermine the entire halachic system with this question. Midah can never work. You gotta appreciate how powerful that is. Just don't stop at Midas Kalim. Midas Kalim is a good one. Because, I don't want to answer it yet, but I'm saying Midas Kalim is good because God told us to build these Kalim, but we can't. We should say to God, I'm sorry, we can't do this. We cannot do this because there's no way we're going to be precise. And by the way, what's the consequence of using an imprecise kli? So how could this be? How could such a thing exist?